Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Against all living. With brand new mercy I'm giving.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome. Happy Sunday to you. Today is Sunday, June the 24th, and I'm so happy to have everyone that's here joining me today. It's such a pleasure. Well, welcome again to Women in Motion. We are live. I'm your host, Peggy Avila. We will feature a special guest on the last Sunday of every month. If you know of a woman we need to talk to or a man about his or her business, please email their information to us. Our mission is to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of women and men in our local communities and around the world. Keep in mind, we are Women in Motion, but we're not excluding men. Women in Motion is featured on the eWater Radio. That's KEWR-DB. Listeners, call in number is 323-642-1757. Once again, that's area code 323-642-1757. Call up someone now, give them the telephone number, and they can call in and they can be live. They have an opportunity to ask some questions and listen to this awesome discussion we're having today. You can also listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/eWaterRadio. You can also email us, www.womeninmotion. Actually, email us at womeninmotion07@gmail.com. Well, we're back again, and we're going to just talk about a few things we talked about before, but I just want to let you know that Women in Motion is presenting the perspective, Voices of the Youth During COVID-19, also speaking on worldwide protests. This is part three, a panel on how the virus has affected our youth, affected us as a whole, affected the world, a live discussion right here on eWater Radio, hosted and co-hosted by producer Peggy Avila. Producer Sheila Ferguson, thank you once again. I'm going to introduce my guests, and they're going to be live. Do I have Jalen, Jerry, and Nicholas Ray? Are you there with us?
Happy to
Hello
be back
there.
With, hey, how's it going?
It's going good. What about you?
Yeah, we're good out here. This is Jalen. Nick and Jerry are here as well, and we're happy to be back with Block Talk Radio with Women in Motion. But we're here to talk about or recap on everything we've discussed in the previous shows about COVID-19 and how it's affecting everyone.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So I'm speaking with Jalen, and I want to let our listeners know, too, if you have any ambient sound or noise in the back, just mute your phone so we can kind of keep the noise out in the back. Also, this is not something that's script. It is something that is just natural. It's something that we are all going through. It's a pandemic. You hear it on CNN. You're hearing it constantly on the news. So this is a platform where we can live. Voice your opinions and listen to what our youth has to say once again. So back at you, Jalen. There you go. You're on.
Yeah, so, you know, we have quite a few things we want to talk about today. I know we're still in this pandemic and having to deal with the effects of it. And honestly, quite frankly, it doesn't seem like we've gone anywhere, you know, vaccine-wise. It doesn't seem like we've made any progress as a country since the last time we talked, which was about 2-3 months ago.
And this is Jerry Ray here, and I think we nothing's changed, but
But the only thing that has changed is what our focus is on. We went from a virus, we went from a virus pandemic to racial warfare with everyone in the world right now, and we need to remember what whose lives are at stake here, therefore being everyone's lives for the pandemic and Black people's lives regarding the police and you know all the racist people out there.
This is Nick, and it's crazy that we're still talking about the coronavirus. We've actually hit a second wave of the coronavirus, and now they're saying, you know, at first they were saying that it affected mainly elderly people, and now they're saying, well, I know in Texas the majority of the people who are actually catching are actually under 30 and in their 20s, and I feel like that's a big part of, you know, governors opening up their states and letting people go back out, and everybody was just waiting and waiting to get out, and everybody went out, and now it's a second wave of it, and it seems like it's almost hitting harder than the first one. So,
I think it's time to open back up. Now, some of my colleagues may disagree with that. Some of the people listening may disagree with that, but I think that it's a virus. Name another virus that has been around that have just stopped killing people. Have everyone just stopped dying from that virus that was made, not made, but you know, was brought into this world. There's no virus out there, I think, that has just stopped killing people. This virus is always going to be around. It's always going to be with us. We just have to regulate it. You can't control a virus because you can't control. Controlling is not the word I would use, but regulate more, you know, taking the time to learn about the virus and stop it from there. But
I agree with the second part, but as far as reopening, I got to disagree with that one. I feel like everybody needs to still, you know, focus on staying home. And
well, people can't stay home forever.
No, they can't. But I mean, like you said, at least until we get it regulated. Not we're
that
never
can, that can be
like
a year.
That's true, but we're never going to have control of it, I don't think, because, like you said, every virus that we've ever had is still around. And we figure out ways to where people can live with it and stuff like that and vaccines and stuff like that. But as far as right now, we don't know enough about the virus. You know what I mean? We don't know enough about it in order to, you know, people catch it and they still live or have medicine where they can still keep on, you know, going about their lives. But, I mean, at least get a little bit of control over it. And then let, you know.
Before we go back out?
Yeah.
But people are going back out anyway.
That's true. Because some people, like we said last time, some people think that it's, you know, bogus.
But it's not bogus because obviously people are dying, but
right.
Like I said, people are still going to go out regardless.
That's
at
true.
This point, the first, 3 months, starting from February, people were staying in, yeah.
Right.
But now people are going back out. When even in the second wave, people are still going out.
Exactly.
So because people aren't going out, people are continuing to go out. And by the way, that's not everyone going out. So just because people are continuing going out, you should just open everything is what you're saying?
Well, if you really think about it, who's getting those checks? The people who's staying inside, right?
Right.
Obviously, they want to stay inside.
The people who's not working.
Yeah, the people who's not working, obviously. But I'm sure there's people out there who's getting those checks but still want to go back to work. I looked at an interview of a young adult, about 20-something, who said, yeah, he works from home and he's getting those checks, but he would like to go back to work because staying at home just isn't for him. And I guarantee he's not the only person in that world that thinks that.
No, there's a lot of people.
Let me remind you, he's a young adult. But I don't think – I think we're ready. I think we're not ready, but I think we should open back up. That's kind of
– I don't think that we should open the gate because you got to have something that prevents those people that, you know, prevents the people from going out. It might not prevent everyone from going out, but if you can try to keep the majority of people, you know, away from mass gatherings, then, you know, it will slow down the virus spread.
Trump himself just had a mass gathering in
what was it? And that's why he's getting flagged. I mean, I don't understand why the president of the United States is going against their own government policies.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at
all. I mean, zero sense. But
I mean, you know
that's just the guy he is, and you know, there are people.
This is good.
This guy did say.
Voice your opinion.
This guy did say, if we stop testing, that our rates will go down. So that's not really you know.
Now
that don't make any sense. But so some stuff you expect from this president, some stuff you expect. But as far as opening up the country, I don't think it's a good idea. I feel like we need to just learn more about the virus. Of course, people are always going to continue to go out because everybody gets tired of sitting in. But we have to focus on not bringing it back and focus on us not spreading it, because now I remember the first wave, I didn't know anybody. Well, I still don't know anybody personally, but I've like social media friends or maybe something like that. Like I've started to see people, like family members catching it and stuff like that. So I mean, now I can see that it's kind of hitting a little bit more close to home. So I feel like if anything, now is the time to take it more serious than we've ever taken it.
Yeah, but the economy is going down. Stocks are declining. We have big businesses as like 24 hour who's closing some of their stores just because nobody's going to them. We do. I'm not saying don't keep people's lives safe. Lives don't matter, but we should get people back out there.
I mean, See, that's the thing about me. Like, the economy, okay, the economy is going down. The stocks are going down. I understand that. But our population is going down. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Like people's lives are getting lost over this virus, and we don't even know what to do about it.
Right, and we don't know how bad it
but like,
can
but like
exactly.
I, but like I said, HIV, yeah, we don't have a control, but we have it regulated.
Have
but
it,
it's still killing people. It's still killing people to this day, and it's been around for... who knows how long?
But
not,
the thing about
HIV
is controlled to the point where they have a pill that you can take where you can live with it,
yeah.
And it reduces the risk of passing it on. That's the main thing. If you can find a way to prevent the spread of a virus, you have it controlled.
Right.
And it takes 2 to 5 years based on, information, based on Science Alert. It takes 2 to 5 years for us to come up with a vaccine or something to prevent the spread or prevent, control the virus. They're talking about 18 months for this virus because it's a worldwide virus, and hope, that's what we have to anticipate that.
And by you saying that it's a worldwide virus, the United States broke the record for the most coronavirus cases in a single day. And they that was Thursday with nearly 38, almost 39,000 new cases. So it's like that you have to kind of put all of this stuff in perspective.
Right.
And those are confirmed cases. So if there's 39,000 confirmed cases, how many are unconfirmed?
A whole lot more.
Exactly. So it's like that's just something to think about, just food for thought, And they're saying that it's just constantly going up, and in one day there's a 2,300 deaths in one day from COVID-19. So
that,
it's like,
yeah.
So that's just like, right now is the time. Like I said, I feel like we need to take it more serious than we ever have. Before, the first time that we first heard about the virus or found out about the virus, this is the time that we really need to, kind of be careful.
Okay, can I interject and say something? Because you guys really got something good. And it's Jalen, right? Can you hold that? Because keep that train of thought right there. I want to hear what you have to say. But I want to go back on something you said. You said with AIDS, now, coronavirus and AIDS, they're both a virus, correct? You guys agree?
Correct.
But yes. AIDS, you can kind of more have a little control of that, of of what you do with your body. No, but the coronavirus, they're kind of saying social distancing. You know, most people think AIDS is if you sleep with someone or maybe you sip something behind someone. So do you, I'm asking your opinion, your perspective on it, do you think that you have more control over the AIDS virus, the HIV, than the COVID-19?
Most definitely. Again, there's medicine that you can take out there that actually help prevent you from spreading HIV. I believe it's called
The thing about that is with coronavirus, it's you know, you can go somewhere and just simply be going to the store to get you know your necessities, your water, your food, or whatever, and boom, you can catch it. But with AIDS, I mean, it's like, you know, you kind of have to, you know, put yourself in a more of a position to catch a disease like that, you know. So with coronavirus, it's like you never know. You know, it's like it's everywhere. I seen a picture on social media, and it showed like a lot of looked like virus type of cells. And it showed the picture, and it said, if outside looked like this, would you still go out there? And I feel like a lot of people, if they seen all of that, what I seen in the pictures is a metaphor, but if they seen the picture that I seen, I feel like a lot of people would kind of, you know, kind of be a little bit more careful if they could see the actual viruses floating around in the air, you know? But
okay, well, Nicholas, if they see people in the on ventilators and in the hospitals and they're dying, wouldn't that be enough?
You would think.
What else?
You would think.
What else do they need to see?
Exactly. That's what I'm wondering. But I mean, it's hard. I mean, some people. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I guess it's just the world we live in, where people would rather take that risk and experience that, you know, a couple days of quote unquote living life. Or, and social media really, I feel like social media plays a role into it as well, because when you see someone out, you know, out at the beach or out here or there, and then you're stuck in the house, you're like, okay, well, this person is able to go out and have some fun. Why don't I go out and do the same? And I mean, and that's where a lot of, I feel like a lot of the younger generation.
So you're saying stay in the house because there's a second wave. Stay in the house and take it more seriously because there's a second wave.
I'm saying take it more seriously because everybody, the virus even started slowing down before the government opened up the country.
Take it more seriously, stay in the house more.
Think about it. We got people mad, cussing people out at Starbucks and Walmart and everywhere because they don't want to wear a mask.
Okay, why don't we take precautions? Why can't people go out? Why can't people go out and make it mandatory to wear a mask and make it mandatory to carry around stuff? We could still be safe with it, but everyone wear.
That's what people are mad about. They're mad. There's people going crazy saying we don't want to wear a mask.
Well, people always want it both. Everyone wants to have the best of both worlds.
Right.
They want to have the good and the bad.
Right. But when
I think the best choice out of this, obviously they don't want to stay in a house and obviously they don't want to wear a mask. But I think we should forcibly make a mask act
mandatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree
with that as well, but that still won't reduce the spread as much as we that's a precaution, that's like a preventative measure, but it's not really quite effective as to where it'll like eradicate the virus, because people at restaurants out here in Texas have actually caught the virus, and these restaurants had to shut down because employees had the virus. Now,
right.
When employees catch this virus, even if, you know, we don't know what these employees do outside of their home.
That's right.
So when you open up these restaurants, people have to go to work. And what they do outside of work, we don't know. So if they catch the virus, they just expose thousands of other people to that same virus. All because we wanted to open up these restaurants, these stores,
and try to save the economy.
And try to save the economy.
So for with the corona,
right.
You with the corona, they say you don't know if you're infected within 7 to 10 days.
Right, and that's
correct.
And then the people were asymptomatic too.
And some people are asymptomatic, with meaning that they may not have any symptoms when they are affected. Correct.
But see, but true.
Okay.
But they keep on changing it every other week. It seems like almost.
Exactly, and you
say
think
that again.
Keep people in the house.
So I mean, I know. I don't.
Yeah, it's not going to keep people in the house,
like you said, because
people if we're realizing it's not keeping people in the house, regardless of what we say or do, make masks mandatory. Make all drive-throughs mandatory. No one can come in with bigger than, you know, how much ever. I'm not a doctor, but how much ever people they say can group up together.
Right. And see, that's the thing, like. That goes back to what Jalen was saying. Now, that's cool. All drive-through, right? Only drive-through.
Right.
But the employees working there are still coming to work. And what are they doing, you know, when they're leaving work? What if they're the kind of people who
want
to go to mass gatherings and party still and do those types of things? That's the type of stuff that we have to think about. It's a lot of. I actually had a guy. Get mad at me for wearing a mask in the drive-thru. So it's like, you know, I'm like, you know, everybody, there's two sides of the spectrum. Some people are mad at us for wearing masks, and then there's the other side for, you know, our side who kind of gets upset for people not wearing masks. So it's like, you know, it's a hard time that we're going through, and I'm just ready for it to all be over.
Do you think that it's going to be over soon, and how long? I mean, the masks, are they really doing something? Because the masks are really uncomfortable, but I'm going to wear the mask because I'm going to protect myself as much as I can. But how long do you think we're going to go around with a mask on? And then I want you guys to collaborate also on, I believe it was Jerry stated that the businesses are reopening, that you think they should, and then I believe Jalen or Nicholas said that you think they shouldn't. So I want to know, it all boils down to money. So you guys tell me, what's more important, your life or your money? I mean, how are you going to live? How are you going to make money if you're dead?
Exactly.
It's a lot to think about. It's a whole bunch. I mean, people are dying, and you can't even go in the hospital and visit or sit with your loved one. You can't even go to a funeral service more than 10 people. So you guys break it down. This is your discussion. You roll with it.
Right. Okay. You said a good point. What's more important, your life or money? But how do we live? Through the jobs we work, correct?
What's for the
older generation, the boomer generation, correct?
The baby boomers.
For the baby boomers, how much has housing cost? How much has minimum wage? How much has all of that changed since you were 15 years old? It's been going up, correct? Increasing. Okay.
Yes.
Which makes the cost of living higher. Now, I think our lives do matter. But who's running the economy? Who's running the Secretary of Treasury? Yeah. Who's running that? People, whoever's out there purchasing stuff, you know, start businesses. We're doing that for the economy. We make the stocks go higher.
Yeah. But we're the heart of the economy, but like I said earlier, either way, The economy part is important, yeah, but at the same time, you know, people's lives are more important. And actually, that's why the government is actually planning on giving us another stimulus check soon. And I'm not sure how true it is, but the president said that this one is going to be very generous.
President Dodo.
Yeah. But he said,
okay.
Knowing him, I mean, we don't know. Generous to him might mean, you know, three times less. So we have to kind of figure out, you know, what to do. But people are going to need help from the government, and companies are going to need help from the government. But that's that's really the only choice that we have at this point. If we really want to try to, you know, if we really want to try to knock this virus out, or at least slow it down.
Well, I think on the other hand, I think businesses should open, because we're downplaying our economy, basically. It's in a decline right now.
Right.
And I think we're the only ones who can increase that.
Yeah, and it's bad, because when the economy goes down or goes into a recession or a depression, it takes years to build that economy back. And I feel like that's really what the government is more focused on, because if it goes down too bad, it's going to take us, you know, a while to get back where we were, because we had a pretty good economy. Everybody, you know, had jobs, and, you know, everybody was out spending money. And, you know, I feel like that's, like, you know, a big part of why a lot of governments or governors are wanting to open up their state. If you kind of pay attention, the Republican states were the ones who really wanted to open up, and the Democratic states were the ones who kind of wanted to stay closed. So just something to think about.
Okay.
Okay.
Kind of a ambiguous time that we're living in right now. But really, with the surge in the spread and everything like that, honestly,
we have big companies like Delta who are warning pilots about possible furloughs, and they are offering early retirement. They're warning the pilots that we may not even be back in business, and that's multi-million-dollar Delta Airlines.
Right.
The great thing about America that, you know, that we live in is if this company does go under, there's thousands of other companies waiting for their chance to become that new big company. So this may even be the start to a new world order.
And I mean, like, if it, like you asked earlier, Peggy, how long is this gonna last? I feel like we're gonna be going through this at least until 2020 is over. And I'm hoping that just when 2021 does start, hopefully we're done and just a fresh start. But I definitely believe at least it's gonna go on at least until the end of this year for sure. Like I said, because it's already been a couple months, and we're not making any progress. The virus is still rising. It's been another spike. Companies are open back up at a 75% rate, trying to slow it down, and still didn't do anything. Now I know some places are doing shutting down again and cutting back to 50% capacity, and I mean, it's still rising, and stores are closing earlier and things like that, and it's still rising. So it's like, at this point, we have to just figure out where the real problem is, because it's been a long time, and we haven't made any progress, and people are constantly dying every day.
You said a lot right there. A mouthful, you know why? It seems like progress is them reopening the businesses. That seems like progress, but a lot of people are fearful to go to work because, like you stated, one person could have it, the people preparing your food could have it. And then, is that what they call progress? So
apparently, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You could finish. No, I was just going to say, does that seem like progress? You said it did not seem like progress, and I'm just commenting on what you were stating, that I don't see any progress. The only progress is the businesses have reopening, and then they're closing back down, and a lot of businesses are not opening at all. They have major food restaurants that are buffets that are not opening up. They have some Bath and Bodies. They have a lot of places that are just not opening. And then when you go, you got to stand in a long line. Then you got to wear a mask.
Yep.
And then you got to touch the ink pen. Then you got to touch the papers. So it's a lot to it. I don't know why. You guys tell me, why can't they just prolong this a little bit longer?
because, like I said, I feel like a lot of people are focused on the economy. A lot of these governors, they're more focused on the economy, and now they're seeing that, you know, opening up the economy wasn't the right thing to do, because now, like I said, it's worse than it was the first time. Now, if the second time is worse than the first time, and somebody predicted this. It was some I don't remember his name or who it was, but he's like a government official, and he was predicted, you know, that there's going to be a second wave, and it's going to be a lot worse than the first one. And that's exactly what happened. And now we're back to square one. Businesses closing back down. They thought it was a good idea to open, and now we're back, you know, all right, all the businesses closed back down again, and everybody stay home again, and everybody, you know, make sure you wear your mask again. But for a whole, month and a half, everybody was just living like there was no coronavirus even going on. And it kind of bit us in the butt.
Yes. Yes. Okay. What about the stimulus checks, Jalen? Some people haven't even received their first one. And how do people get the first stimulus? And they're talking about a second one. Is that officially correct?
That's a great question. You know, there's talks about another stimulus check, but we'll never know until, you know, Congress goes and passes the bill that they want to come up with, because obviously it won't just be stimulus checks. It will actually, you know, it'll be a lot of other stuff, I guess. A bit more bailouts, more stuff like that. So, I mean, that has to go through a lot of chain of command. I'm not sure about that, but I know a lot of people are, if they're really going down under, a lot of people that I've spoken with are dipping into their retirement, because it's, it's a good time to do that if you know that you need some money and you're not sure of your job security and stuff like that. So, and there's no penalties for it. So this money that people have been saving for decades, they're able to tap into without any penalty. So, I mean, that's what a lot of people are digging into.
Okay. Let me ask you something about that. Now, the retirement is you're speaking on people who have invested into a 401k and have pension. You're not speaking to people who just retire and they get a Social Security. That's separate. Is that correct?
Yes, that is separate. You know, that is separate. This is more of a, like, an investment bucket. Like, you know, it's money that people have put into specific investments that have grown over the years, and usually it's penalized because, you know, this growth on this money, it's not taxed on certain occasions if you take it out after you reach that retirement age. So for people to be able to dig into this money before, and, you know, money that their employer has also contributed to, for people to be able to dig into this money, it's like striking gold without having to pay that penalty. You don't have to wait until you retire at 59 and a half. It's actually just available to you right now. And honestly, a lot of people that, you know, they're taking it out not for reasons to help them through this virus. They're taking it out for investments. They want to take advantage of the this time that we're going into right now, and that no penalty rule. So they're really taking advantage of the steep hole that we're currently in. A lot of people are taking it as a good way to invest for the future, and some people are taking it as a way of, look, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, so we're going to do what we can right now.
But they are not taking it out. So many of them are not taking it out for the corona to replace their funds that they lost from corona.
Right. I mean, I'd say a lot of people are. I mean, you have a lot of reasons why people are taking it out. And I can't say that most are taking it out for that main reason, but I can tell you that a lot are taking it out for investments or
taking
advantage. Exactly. Not really.
Well, you know what? It's so good for those who had an opportunity, because now the way that things are looking, it's a pandemic. That's the word we're using, COVID-19 pandemic. a lot of people aren't going to have the opportunity for those who worked on their jobs for a lengthy time and the company offered 401ks and a pension. A lot of people is not working just for the money. The benefits really kick in. They come in handy. So for just to get this clear, too, a lot of people are getting extra sums of dollars right now. Now, for grants and things like that, do people have to pay the taxes on that?
Yes. Yeah, people are going to have to pay the taxes on those, you know, stuff like grants and loans and all of that. And I'd recommend maybe people talk to tax advisors and stuff like that. But
well, what I have to say is if you haven't got your stimulus check, I know exactly where it went.
It went to
the Treasury sent more than 1 million coronavirus stimulus payments to dead people. The check,
yes, I
the
heard that.
The dead people started April 30th, totaled nearly $1.4
billion. And that's where your checks are.
Wow, they send them to the dead people that were on record. Deceased.
Yes, right.
You're going to say deceased. Those are the deceased.
Right.
Now, what about the ones that aren't deceased, that are alive, who haven't received theirs?
I know that they were saying that in the beginning with the first checks, they were talking about if you didn't have a bank account or something like that, they would have to send you paper checks. And those paper checks wouldn't get to the people until any like close to August. So I heard that aren't they still sending checks? They're still sending checks, right?
I mean, it's millions of people.
Right, and then
that file taxes. So it's like you have one government, or not one government, but you have this government trying to get out these stimulus checks. It's going to take a while.
Right,
it's going to take a while. I feel like everybody is going to get it, and then there's a way that you can actually request it if you haven't received it. So there are options out there.
How do you request it?
I think it's a IRS.gov.
IRS.gov.
Go ahead and go to IRS.gov, and they have everything that you need. They'll, you know, kind of walk you through it. Just go to the page. If there's anybody who haven't received their check and they're needing it or whatever the case may be, once again, that's like IRS.gov, and you go to that page, and it'll basically walk you through the requesting process of the stimulus check.
Now, you might be better off signing up for unemployment because you're getting the check every week.
That's true, too.
A $600 check every week. I have a friend who saved over $10,000 from her check, from her unemployment.
That's a lot of money.
And I'd recommend, you know, just researching. If you haven't received it yet, just determine whether you do qualify for one or not, because there are some way, you know, some groups of people that do not qualify. So, I mean, you can look into that as well.
And then...
Okay. And
the
okay,
one,
Jerry,
the
some people don't qualify.
Yeah, and then I know they were talking about the next ones. I think they're talking about a different way of sending the money because, like you said, a lot of people haven't gotten their checks yet and they're still sending checks out. And they're thinking about, like, I think they want to send everybody a debit card with the money on there. I'm not 100% positive, but I know that they're trying to figure out a way for the people who don't have accounts so that they don't have to wait 3 and 4 months for their stimulus checks. So hopefully they can figure something out. That works a lot better than what they did
stimulus
the last time.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, good. That's good information. I like to let my listeners know, too. We are not professionals. This is just a live discussion. So if you hear something and you said they said it on the radio, we can't go to that website, we're just having a discussion and providing the information that these young men are sharing with us. Once again, you're listening to Women in Motion, the perspective voices of the youth during COVID-19, speaking on worldwide pandemic, the COVID-19, the stimulus checks. We're going to try to get a lot in, but I see every time this just goes so fast because there's so much to talk about. Talk about reopening businesses closing up, wearing masks, a cure for the virus. Also, did you guys want to pick up where you just finished right now before I cut in?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Because I'm going to ask if there's any callers who have any questions, you could ask the question now. Please feel free. You ask Jerry, Jalen, or Nicholas any question, please do so now. We would love to hear your input and hear your thoughts and ideas on what they are presenting to us today. I appreciate you, young man, for taking the time to voice how you feel. Anyone?
Yes, hi, I have a question.
Oh. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I have a quick question. Can you hear me?
Yes. And your name?
It's Fatima.
Okay. Hi, Fatima. Welcome.
Hi. I have a quick question. I don't know, it was one of them saying that he feels that society or the businesses should open up because it's true. People are going to not listen, and there are some people going outside and there are some people not. But I have a question in regards to a lot of people haven't been able to test. A lot of people can't afford the test. Some places it's free, some places it's not. If you three gentlemen have any ideas on what we can do to try to contain it, and because there's no cure, there's no vaccination, there's no nothing. So if you guys have any ideas of what we can do to contain this, to try to get it to stop spreading, and then they don't even know how are we catching it.
That's a good point. That's deep.
You know, is it
yeah.
in the air and they're not telling people because they don't want people to panic? Can you really catch it by somebody else? Because I know most of the people, I don't know not one person that have it. And are we really catching it by other people?
That's a good point you made. Now, I do think, this is Jerry, by the way, I do think a precaution would be to wear the mask and, you know, follow the protocol of you know, when you're walking in the business and they require you to wear a mask, wear your mask. When they require you to stay 6 feet away, stay 6 feet away. Now, like you said, we don't know how we're getting it, but you've been outside. I've been outside. It can't be airborne. It clearly looks like, it seems like, according to, you know, all the articles we read and all of the news we read, it lasts on surfaces up to, like, steel and plastic up to 3 days. They also look at how long the virus stays in the air, and not too long.
It's hard to say because, like, one time, well, I know at first they were saying that, like, in the beginning, they didn't know how you caught it or how you didn't catch it, and then they said, oh, well, you catch it from touching stuff, or, you know, like my brother said, you catch it from it stays on surfaces, and then it came to everybody wearing masks. So, I mean, washing hands and stuff like that. And it's like, at this point, I feel like, I mean, it's a virus. So it's like, yeah, it's a virus. So, I mean, you can catch it from, I feel like we're just catching it from, you know, other people, like maybe it might not be airborne, but it, you know, you get close to somebody and they may sneeze or, you know, just like a regular flu, like the flu,
okay.
You know, my cough,
yeah.
And you catch, you know what I mean? Kind of like that.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Go ahead.
No, I said that makes sense because I thought about it, the flu, and I know that when it was going around, I didn't touch anybody, I didn't hug anybody, it was just a flu, and I ended up trying to get a little sick, and I'm like, how did I get this? And I'm very, very hygienic, so it makes sense. It could have been something I touched, a doorknob, or touched my eye, or scratched my nose, or anything, not knowing.
Right. And
you
that's
know, the relationships that we have with other people, you know, the tough part about it is we don't know where the people that we come in contact with have been. And we may drop our guards for a quick second or so, and, you know, that can be where you catch virus. They say with this virus, it lingers in the air for about 3 hours before it clings onto, like, another surface or it falls down or something like that. So,
I
don't know. But then that's when I go back to let's open things back up. It's a virus. It's not going to go away. There's
right.
many viruses out there that have been around for over 200 years who are still killing people to this day. It may not be as much as it has been when there was a pandemic, but
they're still, it's going to be here. We're just going to take better precautions as far as wearing our masks, staying 6 feet away, washing hands, cleaning surfaces.
Right.
But my colleagues may disagree, but I think we should open things back up because it's going to be here. If we get sick, and you did make a point about some people can't afford to take tests, but when the flu came, lower income children were getting sick in schools, and you know they couldn't afford. But how to get healthy again? They stayed home.
Right.
They had no money to go and take tests. But when they did get sick, they stayed home. They took in home you know remedies, which you know little things like that, and we overcame it.
That's true.
Okay.
Thank
you. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Fatima. We appreciate that. We appreciate you joining us. So stay on. Don't hang up yet. Also, I have a next caller. You had a question? We got like 2 minutes, caller. Get your question in.
Oh, yes. I had a question, and pretty much they answered it. Fatima kind of had the same question that I had regarding, like, how can you prevent it? Because, like, they all have some really good points. And, I mean, one thing is I do agree with Jerry in some aspect, but then I don't agree with Jerry with opening up a lot of the restaurants and stuff like that, because if you have those small number of people that don't want to listen, and like they had mentioned earlier, how do you control those people that don't want to follow the directions, that don't want to listen? Do you guys think that maybe there should be some type of penalizing or punishment to these people, or maybe ticketing, citations, or what do you think should happen if they're going out and don't believe that there's really a virus and walking around not knowing that they may be infected and then spreading it to other people?
Now, well, first I would like to say you can't control anyone. Therefore, we should take precaution instead of pro-caution. No. Yes, pro-caution. So that being, instead of a punishment, we should make mandatory masks. So, you know, if someone does go out and catch the virus, or someone does go without a mask, that should be like a punishment.
And the second part of your question, I like the point that you made about maybe having like some guidelines or penalties or something like that. But I like it. There's a lot of people who would probably like it, but there's a lot of people who would just go crazy about that if they made it mandatory or started giving people citations or anything like that, consequences for not wearing masks. But in all reality, if you're passing on a disease or a virus to somebody else and just nonchalantly just passing on a virus, I feel like there should be some consequences for that. But the way, you know, everything is going, I just don't feel like that would be I don't feel like they would put anything like that in place.
I agree with that as well. And this is Jalen. You know, I agree with that. With how people, how we can't control that small group of people that are going out, and I mean, you'll know. So they have now, businesses are setting up rules to where you can't go into that restaurant or that store without a mask. So I mean, that's a precaution right there. And you know, doctors have actually said that the masks do prevent the virus from spreading as much as it can. So, I mean, like Jerry said, wearing a mask when you go out, that is the best way that we can protect ourselves from catching the virus. I mean, really, we never really going to know if we can how long it's going to take before we stop it, or how we can stop it until, honestly, I feel like we find a vaccine. And between time, wearing that mask goes a long way.
You know, it's so contradictory, too, because you see people in the malls now since they have reopened. I agree with the caller that called that asked a question, and Fatima as well. But there are people in the malls with their children and strollers and things that don't have a mask on. They're talking about reopening up the schools. I know we're running short for time again, so the schools is going to be big. You have private daycares and things. You don't know where the kid is going and got siblings and everybody else at home, and this stuff is spreading. I mean, listeners, young men, this is serious. When you say this is serious business, this is your life. What else can we do? Like you said, it's not really no progress. It's just you're hanging on a string for a check. Businesses are opening up. Some businesses are not reopening up. People are going to the hospital. You can't go visit in a hospital. You know, where are we?
In all honesty, my answer, I don't have all the answers, but my answer would be, our biggest problem is like the question before I asked, like the caller before I asked, how are we going to get people to, how are we going to be able to control these people who are the ones out just nonchalantly, no mask, just like there's no COVID-19 going on. If we get those people to just kind of understand and look, that we have a serious pandemic going on, there's millions of people dying. If we get those people to kind of understand, like, and really understand what we're going through, and everybody as a whole, just sit back and relax and let this virus slow down a little bit, I feel like that'll actually be a big help to help slow this down.
I think you, like I said earlier, we can't control people. People are going to do what they want to do, and as a society, we always look for the next fight. Like he said, we do need those people to understand that there is people out there who are dying and are getting sick, and we need to move forward in making things mandatory as far as masks, but not keep the people inside, because obviously we're disobeying those rules.
Okay. Well, you said they're disobeying the rules, and I know we're really pressing for time right now, because we didn't get to, you know, stay at home, plus moms, stay safe. We talked about that. We didn't get to collaborate on the protest, because many of people are protesting, and they're protesting, and there's no social distancing going on there, because protests have taken place in over 50 countries and on every continent, except there is one that's not. I don't have the name of it right now. But the protests are taking place during COVID-19 pandemic, during which gatherings and crowds are strongly advised against in some parts of the world and illegal in others. And we didn't get to talk about Black Lives and Black Lives Matter, but the main thing is, this is major, what we did get to talk about. Now, do I have any other callers may have a question for a minute or two that these young men can answer? Anyone? Okay. Now, do you guys have anything you would like to share and say to our listeners? And I'd like everyone to know, once again, you're listening to Women in Motion, featured on the Edgewater Radio. I'm your host, Peggy Avila. We will feature a special guest on the last Sunday of every month, and that next Sunday would be July the 26th. And if you did miss this show, you could still listen to the show by clicking on the link. Make sure you check on Facebook, Instagram, all social media. Be sure you email me at womeninmotion07@gmail.com. You could still call 323-642-1757. Anything anyone would like to say, and I did promise a gift card. So I'm not going to give your number out because for security purposes, but I will contact you and let you know that I have a gift card for you, and I'm going to give a gift card out for this show right here today. So anything, fellas, you'd like to say before we close out? We have like less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, I would like to just say, you know, during all these times that we're going in, I feel like, you know, just putting your trust in God will take you a long way, because really we're battling something that we can't see. So who else can we trust to get us through it?
You know, that's God. That's all I have to say. It was a pleasure being on the show. Ewater Radio, thank you for having us again. And we hope to be looking – we look forward to be discussing again.
And I want to go ahead and say, like my brother said, you know, just keep God first. You know, just try to be as careful as possible. Try to stay safe. Wear your mask. Stay at home as much as you can. You know, just hope and pray that we get through this as soon as possible.
Okay. And Jerry?
Thank you. Thank you for letting us be here. Thank you, Fatima, and thank you for that last caller that was here. I just want to appreciate all the questions you had, and hopefully we do open things back up. I hate to say it, but and hopefully that we do find a vaccine or better precautions that we can take moving forward with this.
Okay. And everyone that's joined us today, thank you so much once again. I pray that you all stay safe, keep your family safe. We must abide by the rules. Wear a face mask. Make sure you wash your mask and keep it clean. Make sure you wash your hands. We already know these things, and it's like, oh, wow, we're repeating the same thing over and over and over. But sometimes you have to, because just like these young men said, and like the callers asked the question, the people don't seem to be paying attention. So we must mention it over and over and over. Once again, Women in Motion on the E-Water Radio. I'm your host, Peggy Avila. We had Nicholas, Jalen, and Jerry Ray. You guys, you want to come back on again? You're doing such a great job.
Sure.
Are you there?
We know we're here for it.
And I'd like to let the listeners know, too, if you have a question or something, please email me your question. Email me the topic on something you may want to talk about. I wanted to talk about artists that are in the industry. A lot of tours and things are canceled. We're talking about businesses reopening. But what about these people who sing, who perform on stage, and they can't do their big major concerts and things? They can't go act and be if they're running some TV shows over and over and over. That's a lot to talk about. It's just a lot that's going on. And once again, let's stay prayed up. Let's stay geared up. Let's stay masked up. Let's stay washed up and sanitized up. And until next time, I'm your host, Peggy Avila. You have a wonderful and a magnificent day. Guys, I'll talk to you soon. We're out.
With friend mercy I'm giving. Ooh.